weekly dose of geek news from TV, movies, comics, and the internet. This is Hijinks Ensue,
the Geek Podcast.
Bandwidth for Hijinks Ensue provided by Infinistorm. For custom VPS hosting solutions, professional website development, or to share your photos and videos for free, check out infinistorm.com/hijinks. Hijinks the Sue Podcast, episode 56.
Wait, you can hear me, right?
Oh, yeah. I hear you just fine. Eli?
Good. That's like I'm in the same room.
That's Eli.
No, we totally are in the same room.
That's Josh, and I'm Joel from hijinksandsue.com. And this episode probably sounds a little bit different, and by different, I mean shitty.
Hey-o.
Because we're not in the same headquarters location. We're actually at the three different branches of Hijinks Ensue headquarters.
Right. This is our yearly corporate conference call.
I'm at HE West. Josh is at HE Southeast.
No, Dirty South.
Dirty South. And then Eli.
South.
I'm in the factory in Mexico.
Eli, you're actually overseeing production of the bobbleheads in Mexico.
Right.
How is that going?
Any
revolution?
There is some labor problems.
You mean they're not doing labor?
No, I mean the women are having labor problems.
Actually giving birth, and some of the babies are getting turned into bobbleheads. It's terrible.
Right, we're trying to keep up with all demand, but it's not going well.
Is there anybody doing the Master Cylinder dance?
Wow.
Master Cylinder. So that is bad. You should keep an eye on that, because your flight was one way.
Well, yeah, it's Southwest. It's that whole, you know.
I don't see you coming back anytime soon. So.
Right. It's, you know, want to get away or whatever. It's like, yes.
No. So, well, that's good, though. That's good. Mexican babies are good for something.
Labor.
Well, are you putting them to work right as they come out?
No, I meant labor.
Oh, okay. Again. I keep confusing the two. Labor.
Right.
You just look out for Revolucion. Yeah.
Right.
If any of those babies have machine guns or mustaches, and they probably all do have mustaches.
Those are mustachios.
No. So this week on... Oh, yeah, so the point is that we're not in the same room. For the first time, we're trying out the brand new technology that just came out 5 years ago called Skype.
Yeah.
So if it sounds like shit, blame the Swedes, because I think they invented it. They invented cheap, shitty, fall-apart furniture and internet talking.
Hey, don't make fun of that furniture. I'm on it right now.
Speaking of Swedes, so we were talking about the Google Wave demonstration. Did you?
That was weird.
That guy Jens? Was it Jens and Lars and...
Jorgen
Krieg?
And Flergen and...
He's like, and now please, if you will, welcome my brother Clark. And he's like fucking Vulcan / Kryptonian names.
Yeah. Please welcome my fat-ass brother. That was interesting. It was like super skinny nerd guy introduces the whale.
Did you like
I didn't see that whole video. Is that the video with the Indian guy?
There was the one at one guy? Point, but it was mostly what? Germans.
Oh, wait. I don't think that was the wave one. I think that was something else.
That was porno.
No, yeah. You're thinking of the Intel commercial where the inventor of USB comes in and they think he's a rock star?
That is funny, though.
That's funny. No, that's actually...
That sounds horrible.
It's actually really funny.
Have you not seen that? It's actually really funny.
It's these guys, all these, coders in Intel, and then the door opens up, and they all spin around in slow motion, and their jaws drop, and they start, fainting, and it pans back, and it's this short, squatty Indian dude, and it says he's, so-and-so Patel, the inventor of USB. And they're, going absolutely fucking batshit over him, and it's like, our rock stars are different than your rock stars.
Yeah, and he's got a picture of himself on his shirt.
And he's like, what's up, bitches?
kind of like Joel.
I invent universal serial bus, motherfucker.
Yeah, and he's like hot shit, and all the chicks are like getting all wet over like this Indian dude. It's actually pretty funny.
Which
and
has
then
never
they
happened.
Do the whole. There's like a whole group of Indians that sing the little Intel like theme.
Bum, bum, so bum, bum. Basically, what you're saying is you were watching a porno.
It's
like,
awesome racism. No, it's just really good racism. Really good corporate racism.
It was a 15-second porno between pornos where it says, like, sponsors from our ad.
Yeah, it's like on Hulu. It's like...
Right. And now a commercial from our sponsors.
This episode of Indian Dicks and Dongs is brought to you with limited commercial interruption by...
The guy who invented USB...
By Intel. That'd be awesome.
The guy is kind of... The guy is actually kind of the shit in...
But what's funny is they hired an actor to play him. They didn't actually get the real dude. They just got some.
How fucking rude is that?
I know. Well, because he's an Indian guy. I mean, who's going
to
notice?
Did they get like Brad Pitt to play him or
no,
what?
Who's
like,
going to notice? He's
probably.
Indian.
No, he probably had to work that day.
Hell, at the squishy.
No.
Right.
No, he's got his fucking clean suit on, and he's making circuit boards and shit
Right,
in Bangalore.
In his spare time when he's on his break from the squishy.
Yeah, sure, the squishy, whatever.
I'm sure Apple stepped in and said, look, dude, seriously, if you guys are going to be like putting chips in our machine, you need to step up your commercials.
Hey, speaking of the squishy and the spicy, I was reading this list. I wish I had it. It was this list of like the best hotel.com reviews of all time. And one of them was for... someone who stayed in India, like they went on an Indian vacation. The vacation is to go to India and enjoy India. And it was like, I hated this trip. First of all the food has curry in it, and I hate curry.
That sounded like my weekend, actually.
Like, wow, fail.
Are we broadcasting on Ustream tonight?
No.
Oh, okay, so there's no link to listen live?
No.
Gee, what did I tell you? House of Cards.
Yeah. I know, but...
Yeah. Okay. I don't want to add any more variables to this very flimsy
situation. The fact
situation.
That you even mentioned it is, like, it's already causing problems on my end.
Yeah, that's one of the cards right
dropping
there.
It.
Josh is the one that's going to sound the worst, from what I can tell, so that's good, actually.
Like that's that. Normal. That's no different. It's just like old times.
Well, it's like
I sound like I'm screaming from the backyard.
Yeah, it's like painting a picture of your inadequacy, but with audio. So, like,
wow.
they don't have to know how inadequate you are. They can actually hear it in the quality of the words you're saying.
Do I sound better now?
I stopped listening, like, 2 minutes ago.
What the fuck is this thing doing? I was just checking the input levels on my mic, and it keeps dropping all the way to zero.
If we keep up the Skype thing, we're going to have to get the good mics involved, because I'm going to sound like a golden...
Yeah, we're not keeping up the Skype thing.
God.
I've already voted...
Oh, I love
it.
I don't want anybody here. I don't ever want anyone here ever again. Because, see, you don't have to... Okay, first of all, it's going to be so much easier to do these if no one has to drive. See, Josh would be like, oh, I can't come because it's going to take me an hour to get there, and I have to get Taco Bell, and I have to get Whataburger, and then I have to stop by Taco Bell again, and then I got to make the loop and go to Whataburger again. And that's already 6 hours. Or I'll be like, hey, do you want to do it tonight? He'll be like, yeah, I'm sitting on my fat ass anyway. Well, I'll just plug in and do it. So I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
Right. So that's how you have to work with me.
That is reality, and I think that's one of the reasons it's been so difficult to schedule these for the past 6 months. Plus, when Josh gets to work in more, he'll be out, so maybe this will make it possible.
Yeah, well, A, that's not gonna happen, and then B, I'll talk about it offline when we're done here, about my idea.
I already hate your idea, because it's not mine.
Hey-o!
Look, if we can get... good mics on all three ends, this will actually sound pretty damn good. And I just got to figure out the software, because I'm using Audio Hijack Pro, which I don't like what it's doing. But I'll buy something. I'll find a better piece of software to let me do this how I want to, and it'll be fine. Then we can have anybody, because like Alex could be in without having to drive all the way up here. It would save everybody hours. And my fucking office isn't a goddamn... doesn't look like the end of The Matrix 3 with all the fucking cables running across the landscape. Fucking lifting me up in the Jesus pose.
Yeah, we'll talk offline.
No, I'm not talking to you.
Nobody wants to hear, like, all this.
No, anything you can say to me, you can say to the people. I have no shame.
Okay.
That's really not true.
No, not at all. So, Josh, do you want to talk about your weekend?
Sure, I don't even know where to begin.
What was your weekend? Where did you go?
Okay.
What did you do?
This last weekend was Bear Pride.
I'm sorry, who did you do? I should have
said. No, it was Memorial Day weekend.
Do you want like an itemized list or
not
what?
Not really.
Yeah, because I'm not giving you one. That being said, I do have one small story to share from that.
Okay, so Bear Pride, Chicago.
Right, Giant Whore Weekend for fat hairy dudes.
Giant
awesome.
Whore Week. Let's break this down. Giant Whore Weekend for fat
right.
hairy dudes. Also, the weekend that features the infamous and much loved by the Hijinks and Sue podcast, Nuts to Butts Dance.
Yes, yes. And I will say it was fucking great this year. It was awesome.
Was it bad other years?
The DJ this year was better. There was a higher Madonna quotient.
Because the quality of the music really does affect how the nuts interlock with the butts.
No, that's 100% true. That's fact.
Okay.
That's actually scientifically proven.
What was the best track of the night? I'm
the
sorry,
best...
which Madonna album was the best track of the night from?
The Confessions on a Dance Floor showed up a time or two.
That's a good one.
That's actually my favorite album currently, but I can't talk about that.
That's a personal favorite. Personal. I've never heard that song.
Legally?
What?
He's obligated not to say. Charges are pending. Yeah, charges are pending, so he can't.
Well, I don't know if the investigation was still open.
There may be a rape case.
Yeah, the jury is sequestered.
Right.
It's really hard to claim
rape. If he
ever
regains consciousness, that could be bad for me.
Yeah, it's hard when a dead person is smiling from ear to ear to claim rape. That's just, I mean, there may have been a crime, but that probably wasn't the crime. So. Some sort of necro happy dance crime.
You're fucking horrible.
All right, so
although,
there were nuts and there was butts.
Keeping in the theme.
Dongs and thongs. There was.
Well, that's terrible. Don't ever say that again.
Balls to the walls.
Boats and hoes.
Boats and hoes.
The weekend basically ends with a nuts to butts dance. That's like the grand finale.
All of mine do.
So let's rewind a couple of days. Okay, stop that. So this, I think this counts as a confessional.
I've seen.
Oh.
So this is a Hijinks and Sue exclusive.
It's been 1 year since my last regret about anything.
But no, I still don't have those. So the horrible thing that I have hoped would never happen is finally happened. I was talking to a friend of mine, Jim. I was texting him. We were trying to get together, see if we could go do lunch and grab a whole group of people.
Is this
but I couldn't...
California Jim or a different Jim?
Yeah, this is Skinny Jim.
I've never met Skinny Jim.
You have never met Skinny Jim.
Matter of fact, I am shocked that you associate with anyone that you would call Skinny Jim, unless skinny means somewhere hovering in the 200-pound range.
He's like rail thin.
Oh, but that doesn't sound right.
Huh.
That's why he's known as Skinny Jim.
Is he a malnourished bear? Does he live in a? Is
whatever?
Is he improperly fed by the bear commune?
Not everyone is huge. Okay.
Look, all I know is what you've shown me through your world of debauchery.
So I'm trying to get a hold of Skinny Jim.
Okay.
And I finally do, and he says, oh, actually, I just finished lunch.
I need to isolate you saying I'm trying to get a hold of Skinny Jim.
I hate you. I'm so glad that it's going to be more difficult.
Go ahead.
With this shitty recording process.
No, it's good. Go ahead.
So I finally get a hold of him via text, mm-hmm. and he says that he just finished lunch, and he's walking back to the hotel right as the group I was with was heading out to go get lunch. So I'm like, oh, okay.
Do you
well,
all
we missed
stay
you.
In the same hotel?
Yeah. Like the hotel hosts the event.
So it's like, what, like 10,000, 5,000, 2,000?
It's about 1,000. There's actually two different hotels for two different events that are vaguely related. The other one is IML, also known as International Mr. Leather.
Wow.
Which is far more disturbing. Like,
there's a
way,
new daddy
way,
in town. He's
way
a
beyond.
Disciplined daddy.
Anyway.
It's a parenting tape.
So, me and my group are walking away from the hotel, And we're walking down the street towards some restaurants that we wanted to go to. And I see, we're waiting at a stoplight for like the walk sign to start. And I see across the street, there's another group coming the other way. And I see in the back, Skinny Jim, because he's tall and skinny, and you can see him over the whole group.
Okay.
And so I'm like, oh shit, it's Jim. So I wave, and we're yelling at each other. And the light changes, and the walk sign kicks on, and we start crossing. And so we're sort of mingling through the other group. And this great big guy turns and says, oh my God, Josh! It's been so long since I've seen you. We should totally hook up again. And he gives me this great big hug, and he's so happy to see me. And then he just, like, walks off with the rest of his group, and I turn and I look. And I, for the first time ever, have no idea who it was.
Would you have had to see him naked to realize?
I looked at him again.
Like,
and,
oh, that's Double Dong Pete. Oh, okay.
Right. And so Jim was further back in the group, and I stop. I'm standing in the middle of the road, like, flabbergasted. And I'm looking at the guy, and I look back at Jim, and I'm like, who the fuck was that?
Fabugasted.
Yeah. So for the first time ever, some guy's like, we should totally hook up again. It was awesome. And I'm like, I don't remember you. I have no idea who you are. So this was actually the first day of the bear run this year. And so immediately I'm
the
totally thrown
off. The
running
of the bears?
It's what it's called. Shut up.
I'm asking. I'm learning.
Right, right. The event is called Bear Pride, but the type of event that it is a bear run.
The running of the bears. Okay, so you run down the street and just gore each other with your horns.
Cocks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's
awesome slow-mo footage of that on YouTube.
Right. So I spent the entire
and Discovery Channel.
I spent the entire afternoon desperately trying to figure out who this guy is. Who was all like, "Oh, we should totally fuck again," and I'm like, "I don't know." The next day, I finally ran into him, and he confessed to making up the whole thing because Jim put him up to it.
Okay. Was that Gordon?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Right. That gentleman was Gordon.
I see. Well, shout-outs to Gordon, the lying Gordon, the lying homosexual.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to call him from
now
on.
Totally threw me off my game. And the thing was, like, he was the right type.
Wait, so
were
you unable
at him, like,
to?
I totally could have fucked this guy, but how do I not remember this?
Were you unable to enjoy the weekend because of this?
Oh no.
Okay.
No, like I'm not gonna let that get me down.
No, no, you never would. Why would you? when you're running with the bears. Do the people in Chicago that normally live there have to put their sandwiches in trees so that you don't get them?
Yeah, well, there's the, you know, the banging two sticks together thing from Parent Trap. And
then they pull up their tents and stuff, and they hover it in the tree with some rope. And
yeah, something like that, maybe.
And they you're always stir trying, down some honey.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they're trying to take their picnic baskets.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That'll happen. Is there anything else? Anything else from a Gayexplosion weekend?
I'm trying to think.
Did you make any new gays?
Wait, how do you make a
new
gay?
Did you convert anybody? Was there anyone that...
It's like, technically, you needed a man and a woman to make a new gay.
Okay, I see. Because were there people... Is there like an epicenter, like a singularity that's so strong and so gay that it pulls straight people in from the periphery and turns them gay?
Right, there's that whole event horizon. And once you cross that line, there's no going back.
You're gay. It's actually a leather event horizon. It's
right.
Yeah, okay. It's studded also.
Right. Well, it's once you cross that's when the restraints go on, and then they begin pulling.
No, yeah.
And from that point, you just, you know,
was
one of us.
Anyone being led down the street by a leash to a cock ring?
Not to a cock ring.
Okay.
But there were people on leashes, like around their neck.
Are there leash laws in Chicago?
I have no idea. But
they have poopy
stuff,
bags?
All of the leash stuff is part of IML. For the leather convention.
So see, in my mind, then it's like a Sharks and a Jets kind of thing, where there's like two bands of rival gays.
Well, we don't really fight with each other. I mean, there's a little bit of crossover between the two
from a distance.
So it's kind of like walruses and large bears.
From a distance, it would look like you were fighting.
Yes, actually,
a child would think you were fighting, like, and then also,
mommy,
would never...
why is that man hurting that other man?
Right.
Oh,
because
sweetie,
they love
he's not.
Each
why
other.
Is he screaming?
Well, that's just what's wrong with them.
It's special hugging.
Right.
That's
how
special hugging.
It's how Jesus didn't make them.
Right. God wanted us this way, right?
It's how God doesn't ever want anyone to ever be. So just know that, Timmy. I want to hug that man specially. No. No. You should never, ever special hug another man. Oh, that would be so shocking. Is it in a gay part of town?
Oh, no. No, it's in downtown.
Yeah, see, so that's going to be totally shocking to, like...
They run buses between the two hotels and Boys Town, which is the gay part of Chicago.
That's where I stayed.
Yeah. Is that actually where you stayed when you went down there?
It turns out, yeah. Well, if you were walking past Steamworks, you showed up.
Yes. No, yeah, you showed up, and they were like, "Oh, I know where you need to stay."
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
big guy
I
with
stayed
a beard.
Like. Yeah. I stayed right off the train, but it was still walking distance because my friend who lives in Chicago was telling me, "Oh, that's right by Boys Town," and she pointed me out to all the.
And you're like, was that a novelty gift store or? No, no.
Yeah, I was like, "Oh, wow, cool! Like, I'm a boy." Let's go there. And then she's
great.
Like, no, you don't want to go there. I was like, oh.
Oh, but I do.
Right.
Okay. Did they do this more than once a year? Because it seems like you're going like every 6 months.
To a bear run?
To this thing in Chicago.
Well, no. The thing in Chicago is only once a year.
Oh.
I went last year.
Okay.
Did
you go to Steamworks?
There are more than one. I did not go to Steamworks this year. I went to Steamworks last year.
Does anyone ever do, like, in that scene from Wayne's World 2 where the DJ addresses everyone as ladies?
Yes, actually,
I don't
that
like
does
that.
Happen.
I don't like that. Gay should stop doing that. That seems disrespectful.
To the ladies?
Or to themselves. I can't tell. I just don't like it. It puts a bad taste in my mouth.
We're a largely self-deprecating crowd. It's fine.
I've noticed that. Yeah. Stop that, too. That's what the pride means. There should actually be more pride.
Right.
Or something. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know, if they had straight pride rallies, that would be considered hateful.
I know.
That's kind of beautiful. You're allowed to get away with what is essentially like kind of like a bigoted hate crime.
But it's in reverse.
In reverse, yeah. It's kind of a backward. I don't know. Never mind. So that was Chicago Bear Pride.
Yeah.
I'm sure some of our listeners were there. They had to have been.
Some of them might have been.
Some of them may have even shared your bed.
Actually, I am sad because Saltmore, one of our...
He
was in a comic. He was supposed to be at Bear Pride, but he had to bow out this year a few days before.
And I would wager what I know from him that he did actually bow. He might have curtsied.
I have seen him curtsy.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Nice. So, also, speaking of being exposed to things, to different cultures, probably like a month ago, I did a comic that mentioned Vegemite. And then
Oi! Never tried Vegemite!
Vegemite. Oi.
I shall thrustly you.
Shrimp of the Barbie! So, mentioning that, I've probably got about, you know, I got a handful of Australian readers. I think it's like the third or fourth largest, like, English-speaking country. So there's a pretty decent size amount of readers there.
Because they're all criminals.
Yeah, no, it's a prison colony. And did you know they actually, it only took them 75 years to completely wipe out the indigenous peoples of Australia?
Wow.
Yeah.
They were making good time. That's respectable. Yeah.
Well, the British know how to do it. The British know how to, I mean, they know how to decimate a people.
They've had, you know,
practice
hundreds and hundreds of years to practice that.
Lots of practice. They're great at it. So, and you know, Australia is nothing if not originally British. So, the criminals,
aboriginally British.
The aborigines they didn't kill, they just had sex with, and so within 75 years, maybe they killed them afterwards. I don't know. Within 75 years of turning Australia into a penal colony, it was like that movie. It's not called No Way Out. Ray Liotta's in it, and he's get put on an island that's a prison.
Goodfellas?
Yes.
It was Manhattan.
No. Yes.
Jersey.
That's what it was. It was Manhattan Island. No. There's a Ray Liotta movie, and he is sent to a prison island, and it's basically they just leave him there to do whatever the fuck they want. That's how Australia was. They just, there was no cages or bars. So they just killed and decimated all the Aborigines and then made babies with some of them. Anyway, so one of those guys' ancestors listens to this show and reads the comic. And his name is Rerun. And Rerun was like, never tried Vegemite! And so he was going to send me some Vegemite. So I had him send it to my P.O. box, which I never check. So I finally go down there like last week, and it's been sitting there for 2 weeks. And I'm like, oh, God, like I've heard Vegemite doesn't smell that great anyway. So I wonder how good it smells after been rotting in a
P.O. box.
Is it
like 90% salt anyway? That should last forever.
Yeah, it turns out the shelf life is like 100,000 years. So it's yeast and salt pretty much.
Oh, so, wonderful.
But turns out he sent me this care package, basically. It was two cans of Vegemite, three things of Tim Tam, which are these, wafer cookies.
Wafer thin?
Yeah, they're like wafer thin cookies, dipped in chocolate, and they were fantastic. We ate all, but... So the idea that you guys were going to be here, and we were going to try some of this stuff live on the air, and then end it with the Vegemite, which would make us all die.
Right.
But you're not, so now I guess I'm just going to finish it off.
That. That's
well, I guess I'm just going to finish it off myself, but...
Yeah.
He also sent me these things called Jaffas, which are these little like giant M&Ms filled with orange and chocolate, and they're really, really good, and we got sick off of them for like 3 days. And some various gummy candy. They have like gummy snakes instead of gummy worms and some other shit. So anyway, so I've got these. I've got and some Milo, which is like it tastes like you put it in milk, and it tastes like drinking a Whopper, basically. Like chocolate malt.
Okay.
So I've got these two cans of Vegemite. They're hermetically sealed in glass, you know, and they already stink. So I'm guessing that's not a great sign. And everyone that is telling me how to eat this stuff is telling me to spread it like with a fucking electron laser microscope, like the thinnest layer possible. And like, don't actually get any of it on your tongue. And try not to let it touch the sides of your mouth or the roof of your mouth. You know, wad it up in the bread and then eat that. And then your stomach will taste it for you. And then that's how we eat it down here. And I'm like, yeah, okay. So I haven't tried it yet, and I'm terrified of it. But Rerun sent me a letter. He actually wrote a nice set of instructions for how to eat all of this stuff. And the very first thing it says, it's like four pages.
Don't.
Joel. Vegemite. This shit be potent. That's his first...
Just warning to all ye who enter here.
That's his warning, so... but anyway, yeah, that's... I've really been enjoying the snacks, though, all you Australians. Also, Rerun's last name is Jackman, so I can only assume he's related to Wolverine.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
And he also...
Ask him,
like some answers about the last movie.
Yeah. Hold him personally responsible.
Yeah, I need somebody to be held responsible for something.
Yeah, if you friends have a phone don't number, let relatives make bad movies.
If you have a phone number for Uncle Hugh or Cousin Hugh, then just let us know.
Or Papa Hugh.
Oh, it could be his kid.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
He was Hugh Jackman was on, like, fucking, I don't know, Leno or something. I saw the clip online. And he goes, you know, my kid never likes to tell people that I'm Wolverine. He doesn't actually talk like that. That I'm Wolverine, but we was at the beach, and these girls, these Sheilas, he didn't say that either. These Sheilas were standing there, and he walks over to him. He's talking to him. He's 8 years old, and he points back at me, and then he looks at the girls, and they're like, "Nah." And I'm like, "Wait, what'd you say?" And he goes, "I said, hey, you want to go out with me? My dad's Wolverine." And I'm like, "He's like 8 years old." And they were like 15 or 16. I thought that was pretty cute.
You started like digitally breaking up, and then you just fell away.
Fucking bamfed out of the call.
Huh. Were you guys still there?
Yeah, we were fine.
Whatever.
We were here the whole time.
We were talking about you.
Homos.
Faggot.
So I guess I'm recording again. I hit the button. So there's our first Skype fuck up. I don't know. So anyway,
yeah, this is a disaster. It's fine.
I think it's working pretty good.
I'm entertained.
Eli, shut your negativity. So the other thing was that Rerun sent us a movie called I Drink Your Blood.
I have that.
You do?
No, I'm just kidding. Keep going. I don't even know what it's called.
You probably do. You don't have this. This is the uncensored
I have a
director's
spit on
cut.
Your grave.
This is the uncensored director's cut. You don't have this.
Oh, excellent.
David.
Okay. Yeah, Durston's. That was Australian release.
It's a hippie horror classic. It's The Night of the Living Dead meets Charlie Manson in this gore-drenched 1971 drive-in classic. after consuming rabies-infected meat pies.
Awesome.
An LSD addict, hippie, cult. The words just keep building on each other. An LSD addict, hippie, cult goes on a vicious murdering rampage. Heavily censored since its original release. This is the landmark cinematic brutality, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
So yeah, I've got this now.
So you know it's good.
Yeah, whatever.
I've probably seen it.
Or done
There's
all
good
of the
chance.
Things in it.
It's probably but on VHS in one of your closets and you just don't know it.
Probably is.
Hey, speaking of VHS, so the guy that I thought still had the Unbreakable VHS from the you know, the contest from like a year and a half ago.
It wasn't really a contest. It was just an experiment.
Whatever. Yeah, a failed experiment.
Because I called it. I was like, it'll probably never come back. You were like, you even told me, you were like, you're probably not going to get this back. And I was like, yeah, I know.
Well, I talked to him. It was actually Dish Liquid, one of our fancy bastards. And he's like, yeah, I sent that to the next guy like over a year ago. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, maybe that guy died and that video is sitting unopened like in a box. And his parents have all of his stuff.
Maybe.
One day they're going to look at that and be like, oh.
What was wrong with our child?
He loved terrible movies. Oh.
Yeah, know. Well, if he's dead, he better not have fucking cracked off that little, like, VHS tape to record over it.
The security seal?
Yeah. That shit still better be on there.
when you finally get it back?
Well, yeah, I'll get it back.
You're never getting that shit back.
It was just a matter of finding out who had it last.
And with shitty movies. So, I mean, we're hopefully going to be able to do another Fancy Bastard Birthday Bonanza live cast shitty movie thing.
Wait, when is that?
Well, the first weekend that I have that'll work is June 13th, Saturday.
Oh, fuck. I'm not going to be here.
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Wisconsin.
How do you leave the state so often?
Because I can.
I don't get that. I don't even understand it.
Because I have other places to be on occasion.
It seems like it's every other weekend. I don't...
It just seems that way. It's not true at all.
We need to talk about your schedule.
Yes, Dad.
You need to focus on your responsibilities and whatever.
Right. Yes. My child rearing and all that.
Wow, somebody needs to... Well, you got the rearing part right, but I really hope children have nothing to do with it.
Wow.
I see what you did there.
Wow, that's horrible.
I do it for the lols.
Absolutely horrible.
No, it is. You're horrible. If we can do it the 13th, I'd like to, because it's like my birthday's the 3rd, but it's the first weekend I've got available.
I could do it for the 3rd, but...
Nope. That's a Wednesday.
Well, what's the weekend after that?
I don't know. We're busy. I think we have like a... family in town or something.
Ugh.
Anyway, so we want
I think
to...
we should just make it a 4th of July blowout.
No. So we want to...
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't... Well...
too late. Too
I mean, it's not...
Eli and I decided just now.
It's not 100% set in stone. I haven't told anyone yet. I mean, I could do it the weekend after...
Well, July the 4th is going to be on a Saturday.
No, the 20th is... No, but see, no one's going to come to that. Everyone's going to have stuff to do already.
Nobody ever has stuff to do. They always say, hey, what are you doing? And that's when I'm like, oh, well, we're doing this thing.
Let me pull up my calendar. I can't do it the 20th. The 20th is a kid's birthday party that I have to go to. This is what happens when you have kids.
Lame.
No, it's lame. Absolutely. And then after that was the 20th. I mean, there's Saturday the 27th. That's a month after my birthday.
That's close enough, right?
Okay, so it's going to be
why not celebrate your birthday and America on the same day?
Oh, I thought you were going to say and Jesus's. Anyway.
I'd rather celebrate America, to be quite honest.
Yeah, okay, so we've got the 13th, the 27th, or the 4th. I don't know. I guess any of
we'll need to figure out, we should do a test run of how to, like, sort of get that technology a little bit better.
Oh, I've got a much better idea. This time around, okay, so last time. We watched They Call Her One Eye.
That was awesome.
And some sort of zombie black person.
Oh, it
movie.
Was it was
it
the
zombie
yeah,
fish or was it what did
no, 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 no. It no. was it was the dude who made Cracker Jacked.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yes,
okay.
The zombies running around, not really killing anybody, and then one guy got fucked through the head with like a zombie dick or something.
Yeah.
So we watched those by pointing a webcam at the TV so that the listeners could watch along
Insane
and
the Brain.
Comment. There you go. So I figured a much better way to do it this time. Whatever movie we play, we should play it on my laptop, and then I can screencast my laptop with CamTwist to Ustream. So it still won't be great, but it'll be much better than pointing a camera at the screen.
Although I have to say, it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Doing it the other way.
It was hilariously bad enough to be awesome.
Whatever works.
Whatever you
It was just funny because it was funny hearing people go like, you need to turn off your lights.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, there it is.
Stop walking in front of the camera.
Yeah.
So if you want to be a part of the Fancy Bastard Cast birthday bash, shitty movie night, group conference chat thing 09, then that's going to happen sometime between now and eternity. That's all I know.
Excellent.
Let's see. What else have we got?
I got Elisha Dushku to be in the next Ghostbusters.
What?
I don't want to talk about that. That's so stupid.
According to Dan Aykroyd, he's saying that he said
he would like her. He said she'd be good for the part.
Does
she get attacked by like a ghost cougar, or like I don't understand what she's supposed to do?
Is her face ripped off by some sort of ghost face ripper offer guy with claws?
Yeah, apparently he said maybe because they're saying that Alyssa Milano will most likely be in the third movie.
No, he didn't. Because
apparently.
He just rattled off three actresses, and those were two of them.
No, because Milano was the voice of the girl in Ghostbusters The Game, which is why they said – yeah, I didn't know that until just now, which trying to know why Spetch didn't let me know about that.
Because I would have been – that's been public knowledge for a long time, dude.
Yeah,
I guess. I just wanted to be around whenever she was around. She's like my age.
Oh, you mean she came down to record?
Probably.
I doubt it. I bet they had it somewhere else.
They recorded that shit in L.A.
Yeah. Also, she's terrible.
Hey-o!
So,
terribly awesome.
You mean terribly hot and a terrible actress.
She's better than Dushku.
That's who she is. Oh, we're still talking about Alyssa Milano. I see.
Right.
I guess I was talking about Dushku.
Oh, no,
no. Dude,
no.
She was on
I actually
Charmed.
Don't find her all that attractive.
She
so.
Was on Charmed.
I strike that record.
Wow. So,
It all ended with Who's the Boss for me.
Was she on Who's the Boss? Alyssa Milano?
She was the boss.
Oh. Like a boss?
Yeah,
like a
boss.
Like a boss.
Yeah, I don't want Dan Aykroyd to ruin this movie. I hope they do. I hope they make just a really fantastic movie. But that said, Ghostbusters 1 is basically perfect in every way.
Pretty much.
And 2 was a stretch. Like, 2 was really enjoyable, but unnecessary, to say the least.
Yeah.
So, like, a third one, if they keep that trend going, a third one might actually kind of blah. I don't know.
Terminator.
Yeah.
Don't make me think about that.
Did you finally see it?
I saw it during the weekend.
Oh, because you weren't here last time when we talked about it.
Yeah. Yeah, while you were talking about it, I was talking to Gordon or whatever.
The fisherman.
He looked vaguely like the Gordon's fisherman.
Do you wanna weigh in on Terminator at all?
The more I think about it, the more I hated it, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
Like nothing
you
happened.
You walked out of the theater kind of bleh, but by the time you got home, you were angry.
Yeah, well, like, the credits rolled, and I'm sitting there, like, looking at the screen, and all I can really think was, like, I guess I just watched a movie, I think. Might have, maybe. Like, nothing about it was terrible, but nothing about it was good.
Huh.
And then the more I thought about how completely pointless the entire story was, like, nothing happened in the movie at all.
Right.
Like, nothing forwarded the story. It was just like, explosions happen. And a fucking veterinarian is doing a heart transplant under a tent.
So well, that's what I was saying.
They're just like treading water for like 2 hours.
Yeah, it didn't serve a purpose.
They could have edited down a lot more, which they did, and that was the trailer. And that was it. That was the movie. The trailer.
Which, and I said this in the post,
which is better
on the site, but it's rare that I'm so very psyched up to see a movie that I then become so very disappointed that I don't even go see it, because like those trailers had me very, very happy and pumped to see Batmanator Bale. And I don't know if the reviews have been so shitty and you guys are kind of all saying the same thing. And
like, okay, here's the thing. Very quickly in the movie, I kind of got the feeling that I wasn't going to care about it. Like, the story didn't really seem to matter even from the start, but it was very pretty. And so I just kind of watched it with that in mind, and it has a few sequences that, like, visually are just amazing. It just none of it matters. It's so weird.
Like, yeah, that's what I was saying. Like,
I couldn't make myself care enough about what was going on to hate it at the theater. I had to like make myself think about it later and go over it, and then be like, "This was completely pointless," and then just be angry. It was a waste of time. It was, but the explosions were awesome.
Not all of them.
Okay, there was like one bad effect shot in the whole movie.
No, there were a couple. Dude, the opening scene with the flare when he goes into the big ass cavern or whatever.
Wait,
it is awful CG.
Wait, what are you?
The helicopter's flying away at the end. Awful CG. Like,
it wasn't awful. There was only one shot, and that was one Terminator motorcycle sequences where the camera zooms up behind it really close so that you can see its red eyes. That was like by far like distractingly bad. Everything else was just like whatever.
Is it even good for a DVD, or is it just avoid it entirely?
It's
a Blu-ray,
A Blu-ray for sure. It's very, very pretty. And there's a couple of sequences, like right at the beginning, they do this one like really, really awesome shot where John Connor like pulls himself up out of like a hole in the ground, like up a ladder or something, and is running across the battlefield, and he runs up to a helicopter that was down, but the pilot had been killed, and he like pushes the pilot out, and he gets in, and the camera guy gets in the back of the helicopter. And this is all one shot. It never cuts. And he takes off in the helicopter, and he's flying through the air, and they get hit by something, and the helicopter spirals out of control and crashes upside down, and like he crawls out of the cockpit and gets attacked by another Terminator. And this is all one shot. Like, it's fucking amazing to see. Like, a whole lot of work went into it, and it was just very visceral, and it feels so real because you're sitting there right there with him for the entire sequence. And that was very impressive.
How long did that last, though?
Like, 2 or 3 minutes of just, like, one shot of crazy action going on the whole time.
And they used all their budget right there, and then
because
then the rest of it all kind of sucks.
But,
this
I mean,
so
there's...
so disappointing.
The problem comes down to, it's very clear that John Connor doesn't actually serve a purpose in the story at all, and shouldn't even be there. That's the problem.
That's just bad writing. I mean, he is the central character of that universe.
No. He's the central character of the universe that we've seen so far. The story that they were trying to tell, and the story that they needed to tell, he was actually secondary for what should have happened for this movie. And if you see the movie, you'll understand what I mean. I don't want to spoil it. Like, it's worth seeing, but...
But
it's just not worth caring about, and it's not worth going out of your way to find a babysitter and going to the theater for a day.
You know, here's something weird. I'm looking up McChee on IMDb, and he's an executive producer on Supernatural, Chuck.
Yeah, he created Chuck.
Pussycat Dolls, Girlicious.
Whatever.
He was executive producer on Spaced.
Was it the U.S. remake?
I don't know. Maybe it never came out. It was 2008.
Yeah, that's the U.S. remake that never came out.
Okay. The O.C., which was terrible. And, oh my God, Fastlane. That show that had Kelly Kapowski in it as a lesbian.
Really,
Lesbian.
Your real name doesn't matter.
He's directed. Let's see. Directed the pilot of Chuck.
Yeah, which was excellent.
We Are Marshall with Captain Jack or Dr. Jack,
which was also excellent.
The Offspring's complete music video collection, including Pretty Fly for a White Guy and Why Don't You Just Get a Job?
Yeah. He started as a music video director, I'm pretty sure.
Charlie's Angels. He actually did a really good video for Green Day. It might have been the American Idiot video. I've only seen the video like twice, but it was actually really well done.
He's as a visual director, like he's very good. The thing is that he had a really terrible. He really is, like he's more style over substance, which is fine for making like flashy action movies. The first Charlie's Angels movie was actually a really fun movie.
Huh. Other than those,
yeah, but if he had anything to do, or he had pull in Terminator, that movie is awfully shot. It's flat. It's not interesting. There's nothing awesome about it at all. That one shot that you described was kind of cool, but after
that was awesome.
And it was okay, but after a while, I'm like, okay, like I get it. Like the cameraman was inside. I mean, it kind of was like, all right, I get it. I get your gimmick. And then
they're
the rest
calling
of the movie
from inside the helicopter.
Yeah. And like the rest of the movie was flat and wide shot and just it was boring. Like it really wasn't shot well at all.
See, like, I disagree. There were a handful of times throughout the movie where I actually felt that the scene was very awkwardly shot, but for the most part, I actually really thought it was done very well.
Well, like just scenes like, where people are talking and conversing back and forth were like long shot.
Well, no. I mean, you're right there. In scenes where like nothing's happening and it's a little bit of dialogue for a minute or two between two people, that's what I'm talking about. Those got like really awkward. And part of that is just because what you're saying is retarded and doesn't matter. And part of it is because like the camera is way back and like I feel like I'm not in this conversation. I feel like I'm spying on this conversation. I don't know. But,
yeah, and it didn't work.
But again, I had already quit caring about story that far into the movie because it was all so bad. So anytime there was an action sequence, it was all very well done. Most of it. I don't know.
I'll see it on DVD. Definitely won't spend $24 to go see it right now.
No, don't.
What's really odd, he's only directed like 3 movies. I'm surprised they gave him such a big project.
He's a douchebag.
Actually, 2 movies. We Are Marshall and Charlie's Angels. That's it.
Well, Charlie's Angels 2.
Yeah, 2, not 1. So, I mean, that's...
No, he directed Charlie's Angels
1. Oh, okay, yeah, 1 and 2. There you go.
Yeah.
The German title for Charlie's Angels is Angle for Charlie.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Just thought you'd want to know that.
Yeah, that's I needed to know that. That was important.
It has to be said in that voice too.
Actually, the only thing, the worst thing to come out of this, or maybe the best, depending on your perspective, it has to date made $65 million. It's fucking bombed.
Yeah. Which, what did it cost? Like 120? I mean, it's
like 120 or 150 or something. So
that's sad though, because I mean, we didn't need a bad Terminator movie. We needed a really good one. It was time. It was time for a really good kick-ass Terminator movie. And now
the problem here is that I'm actually blaming Christian Bale for this. Like, I place this...
Blaming him for not playing Marcus, or blaming him for being in the movie at all?
No. Blaming him for being offered the role of Marcus, who was legitimately the hero of this movie, and saying, no, I want to be Christian Bale. By the way, Christian Bale's not in this movie. You should put him in this movie.
You mean John Connor?
John Connor, yeah. Like, whatever, you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's hardly in the movie, and Marcus's character is boring.
Well, no, like, Marcus's character was the hero of the movie. Everything cool or interesting that anybody does in the entire movie is all shit that Marcus does.
Sure, but I don't think it would have made a difference if it was Christian Bale or not. It would have just been funny to us because we would have laughed over the fact that he's just like, why am I trying to save you?
Do they ever address if Marcus's dong is a Terminator? Or is that part left flesh?
Well, I mean, most of the internal shit we saw was all very mechanical, but there were still a few human organs there.
He's got a robo dong.
Yeah. Now, remember, it was PG-13. I'm sure in the R-rated director's cut that will inevitably come out on DVD, this will be addressed.
It actually has a little Terminator hand on the end of it, and it does the little, like, flexing hand thing that Arnold always does. Like...
He drops his pants and just...
That's actually the sound of the head hitting the floor six times. Like, Oh, sorry. Wow. I dropped my dick.
I dropped my junk.
Yeah, I got to pick that back. It's huge. Like, John Connor pulls out a knife and he's like, show him. It's like...
I hate you.
And it picks up an apple and, like, throws it and...
What?
It's, I don't know, it's articulated. It's got a... It's prehensile. Prehensile Terminator cock.
That, ugh.
So, then there was that movie. What was the other, was there another movie that came out just, like, just recently?
Angels and Demons.
No, don't talk about that.
Oh, no. Star Trek. We could still talk about how awesome that was.
No, we don't need to. I'm the only one that's only seen it once.
Yeah, that's pretty sad for you.
Everyone else has, like, literally got it memorized by now.
Have you considered leaving your baby at home by yourself and just going?
No, I don't think so.
I'm sure she
not
would
for
be
very.
Fine.
I haven't considered it much. Not a lot. A little bit.
Right.
Not a lot.
There hasn't really been much other than Up comes out today.
The Wrestler came out on DVD last week, and I saw that. Has anybody
I
else
still haven't had a chance to see that.
You
no.
seen The Wrestler? I got it from that the Redbox DVD vending machine. And when I took my DVD back, it goes, sorry, I'm full. I ate too many DVDs. I can't eat no more.
So then what?
The fuck? Yeah. So I'm sitting there holding it and my dick, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I stood there until somebody came and bought one, and then I put it back in.
Wow. That's retarded.
Wow. So there's a flaw in the system.
Yeah, a little bit. There should be like a dumping overflow for like additional returns or something. But it was actually really good. Really bleak, great performance for Mickey Rourke, which I actually have found out the studio was trying to force Aronofsky to do Nick Cage.
Oh God!
In that movie, after having seen that movie, it would have been a fucking laughing stock with Nick Cage in it. He actually was cast, and then Aronofsky asked him politely and professionally to leave the movie so that he could have his first choice, which was Mickey Rourke.
Wow.
Which apparently it was very, like, very amicable. He was like, oh, okay, well, if he's right for the movie, I'm out. Fine, whatever. But, oh my God, it would have been terrible with Nick Cage. It's really odd. Almost nothing happens in that movie. It's just kind of, you just kind of watch this, you know, ex-pro wrestler's, like, really kind of sad life. But he's got a really good attitude throughout, and then, you know, it ends. I don't know. It's just...
Alex's description of that movie was saying that it's not the best movie of the year, but the performance that he gives is one of the best of the year.
Yeah. That's very true. The movie itself is not really engaging. The character that he creates and portrays is, and it's funny. It's super believable. Like, you... There's nothing fantastic about it at all. I mean, these guys have got to be out there somewhere. You know, fucking Jake the Snake is out there somewhere living in a trailer and going to titty bars and whatever, you know. And, like, his main rival that was the guy that was, like, the Iron Sheik, who they call the Ayatollah in this, he's got a used car lot now, you know. And, like, it's very believable, very realistic. He actually, like, there's one scene where the wrestling, he does the trick where he cuts himself with a razor blade, pulls a razor across his entire forehead, and then wipes the blood all over his face. I looked that up, and apparently that was totally real.
Yeah, I thought we talked about that.
I didn't know, like, Mickey Rourke actually... No, I knew that wrestlers did that.
Oh,
I didn't know
that
Mickey Rourke did it in the movie.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. Well, because the Rourke himself is, like, hit rock bottom that he's pretty much...
Yeah,
willing to do whatever.
Well, he was a boxer too. This is another thing that was funny. When he used to be a boxer, his theme was it's either Paradise City or Welcome to the Jungle. I can't remember where. No, it's Sweet Child of Mine, I think. And so they wanted that to be the theme song for the guy and the wrestler, and they couldn't afford it. So Axl Rose donated it. which I thought was kind of funny.
Wow.
Like,
oh,
the,
yeah.
The rights for the song were, like, more than the budget for the whole movie or something, so. There's also, there's actually a really good scene where he works at a deli counter in a grocery store, and to film the scene, they just sent Mickey Rourke back there to work the deli counter. And didn't tell anybody.
Didn't tell anybody?
Yeah. So, like, all of the customer reactions are real. They don't know what's going on. I'm sure they can see the camera, but they don't really know that what's actually happening. It's pretty funny. But, yeah, and the chick that plays his daughter, Bryce Dallas Howard, is that who's in it? I don't remember. No, that's the chick from Lady in the Water. Anyway, she's like an up-and-coming actress. She's in the movie for like 10 minutes. I didn't know that either. But
Ron Howard's daughter?
No, that's the chick from Lady in the Water. I can't remember who's in this movie. I have to look it up.
Oh, Marissa Tomei. What is Marissa Tomei?
Yeah,
oh,
it's Marissa Tomei.
No, she plays the love interest, and she does not wear clothes in this movie at all. Just not at all.
Oh, huh.
Like, I know that
she's in her late 40s.
She's 45, and he's 57, I think.
Are you thinking of Evan Rachel Wood?
Yes. Three names. Evan Rachel Wood, yeah, she's barely in the movie. Marissa Tomei is completely nude for the entire movie. And I think she's been doing like topless scenes in all of her recent movies, I think, to kind of rebuild her career. Like,
hey, look at me.
Yeah,
I'm still here.
She didn't have a bad body. I mean, she's 45. She looks probably 30s. But yeah, she's just not clothed in the movie at all. Also, the very first scene she shot on the very first day was like a butt-naked lap dance for Mickey Rourke.
Oh, why don't we just hop right into this?
Yeah. So, okay, everybody, welcome to the first day of shooting. You're going to need to take all your clothes off and straddle his leg.
Let's go ahead and start writhing around on the wrinkled old man here.
Get him a boner.
Let's do that.
He doesn't have a boner. I need to see a boner.
Right. You need to do that for him.
But strong recommendation. I really enjoyed it. Also, there was a bunch of real, like, small-time wrestlers in it playing themselves.
Okay. Oh, that's weird.
One of them died, like, right after from, like, OD'd or something. His name was the Necro Butcher.
Okay, so self-fulfilling prophecy?
Yeah.
Well, it was a dude who was busted for steroids or something like that. Isn't there a steroid seller in the movie or something?
Yeah. Yeah,
apparently that guy got
huge.
Busted in real life for selling steroids.
Not surprised. He was fucking gigantic. He was like a bubble-headed fucking freak show. But anyway, good movie. It's not so depressing that you'll be like upset afterwards. It's actually kind of uplifting.
Okay, so more or less depressing than Requiem.
Not even in the same league. Not even close.
Okay. Okay.
He keeps a really upbeat attitude towards all of his like terrible life. He hasn't really made any bad choices. He just doesn't know how to do anything but wrestle, and he's too old to do it.
Right.
And he just beats himself up. I mean, like, he's still trying to do it, and he's 60, you know, and his opponents are like 25, and he's just fucking torn to shreds throughout the whole movie.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
He jumps on some barbed wire, and then it gets ripped out of his side, and his side just opens up, and just fucking blood starts pouring out. And after every match, all they do is take him in the back, wipe him down, and take super glue and glue up all his wounds.
Ugh.
It's just, it's really ghastly. But it's good. It's a good movie. And then Up is coming out today or tomorrow or something.
So today. It started midnight last night, actually.
I guess we don't have anything to say about that since we haven't seen it.
No, not yet.
Okay. The other big recommendation, which is actually snuck up on me by corporate evil that actually worked, I downloaded the desktop client for Hulu to see what it was like. I installed it, and immediately when it opened, it played the pilot episode of the new show Glee.
Just like by default?
It literally was like, welcome to Hulu. Pilot episode of Glee, bang! Like it's, and then other people have told me the same thing. It did the same thing to them. So it was just like, this is what happens when you install the Hulu app. It plays Glee. So
I approve of that.
But it worked because I watched it and I thought it was really fucking good. It was
Yeah, I am so looking forward to the show now.
Intensely gay, and
a little bit.
No,
little
not
bit.
Really. It wasn't really intensely gay.
It was a little bit.
It was for gay.
Yes, that's true.
It was for gay in the way like Ugly Betty is for gay. Like it was, it was marketed specifically to a certain crowd. But it was
loved
great.
It!
Yes, it was. It was fabulous. They the way they did you notice the way like the pacing of the movie was very frantic, but like well done frantic, I guess. Like
yeah,
it
kept moving forward constantly.
Yeah, there was no downtime at all. It just
but I never felt like I was lost or I'd missed something or like we were skipping important things or
yeah, I
like,
don't even
it was
think
just very
very snappy efficient. Pacing and it actually felt kind of like a musical number. Like you know they just kept moving from thing to thing to thing. I enjoyed the way they used like the a cappella to get from scene to scene. That was
yeah, the a cappella background music was fantastic.
And you said you didn't like the final number.
Oh
was
my God.
Journey.
Okay,
that
well,
was
it's
great.
It's fucking it's Journey.
I loved it.
Yeah,
this
I loved
is
the
my
original
town, girl.
I loved the original Journey song a lot because it's great, but that was so overly practiced, overproduced, and had zero soul
isn't,
at all.
Isn't that what that kind of choir is about, though? What do they
well,
call it?
Yeah, in a sense, you're right. The problem is that all my homo friends, and I mean almost all of them, like immediately sent me a link, like, "Oh my God, listen to this remix of It's So Good." And I had to listen to it like 70 times on my live journal because everybody fucking linked to it, and I'm like, "Shut the fuck up!"
It was
stop.
Good though.
I'm
okay, so wait,
it.
Are the are is the homo crowd like super embracing the show?
Oh
now?
No! The faggots are all over it. We are all over that shit because it was awesome. It was fantastic.
It was good though. I have to say though, I not only do I think that guy, the main guy, looks like NPH, I think he sounds like him. I think he sounds just like Neil Patrick Harris.
I
think
really
that's why they cast him.
Think of that, but well, like as you said, it should be NPH, but I think that would be distracting. What I like about the show is that I don't know anybody on it. Like everyone is sort of fresh faced, like. So I don't really know. I have no preconceived notions about any of the characters. And if it was all like that, but one person that I knew NPH, then I would like it would be distracting.
Maybe so.
And actually, I will compare this to...
No, you know Jessel and Jilsig, though.
Who?
The wife. The one that works at Pottery Barn or Linens and Things.
Who is she and what is she from?
She was the super bitch from Nip Tuck, and she's the fire chick from Heroes.
Right, so a show I don't watch and a show that I hated watching and quit watching and don't remember her from.
Whatever.
So yeah, so it's all still new to me. I will say, like, and this is probably the best compliment I could ever give it, that I felt like watching this like I was watching Freaks and Geeks again for the first time.
Did they have anything to do with each other? Or?
They're both sort of like, these are not the cool kids, and like high school storytelling... on like a very personal sort of level, and in a very identifiable level, like it's not glossy, it's not happy, shiny, popular. It's just like the kids that are like, I'm weird, and I like to do stuff. I don't like football. I don't know what to do with my life. Like it's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you've not seen Freaks and Geeks?
No, I still haven't. I have a problem.
What the? You're fucking. Like,
I have the DVDs here.
Yeah,
I have the DVDs here. Wait, do you have my DVDs?
No, these are mine.
Oh wait, no, yeah, they're back on my shelf. I still have them. Yeah, Joel, you should totally watch Freaks and Geeks.
Did you get a feeling that this movie, this
show,
was
also
a,
Freaks and Geeks was also the first place I ever saw Seth Rogen.
Oh yeah, I totally
well,
forgot he was
all
on
the, all those characters, yeah. Apatow and all those guys were like super young.
Did you get a feeling though? That there, I got kind of an election quality from that main
yes.
girl.
Oh, that's another good comparison. That
well, didn't this director like direct Election?
Oh, did he? I didn't look it
I
up.
I think so. I think so. There are a lot of things about this guy.
Okay, I'll look him up. Created by Ian Brennan, Brad Falchuk, and Ryan Murphy. I don't know who any of those people are.
Director or writer of Election. Should be somewhere in there, I believe.
Okay, I'll look up Ian Brennan. Glee and Glee, no. Ryan Murphy sounds familiar. He sounds like a TV guy.
It's like he doesn't sound distinguished enough.
He writes Nip Tuck. He wrote on Popular. That's not surprising. Nope. No, you're full of shit, dude. Sorry.
Yep. The other thing that's interesting about this was that on Thursday, the number one most downloaded song from iTunes was that version of Don't Stop Believing.
It was good,
That
man.
was.
I don't care if you heard it too much. It was a good. I thought it was like well done. I liked it. Also, that girl is infectious. Like,
Yes.
I
Like,
cannot take my.
you instantly want to hate her, and then
And you want
because
her to
of
keep
like her
singing.
attitude, and then she starts singing, and then you're like, oh no, okay, wait, you're kind of allowed to be that
Yeah,
way.
maybe you should just keep singing because I don't want to hear you talk. I love that, like, they finally find the male lead or whatever, and she's like, I think we're supposed to end up being an item.
Yeah.
Like just because that's how it would be in TV or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, big recommendation. I don't care if you don't like musicals. I don't care if you don't like theater. It's a good show. But the
If you
music.
don't like musicals or theater, you probably won't find a lot here.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true too. So ignore
Yeah,
what I just said.
that's why I'm totally in love with the show.
If you have any liking of musicals and theater, then it's actually probably a much better show for you. But
Yeah.
I
I
liked it
plan
a
on
lot.
checking it out.
Yeah, see, I watched that at Bear Pride. It was the perfect setting.
I'm surprised you could even hear it over the squealing that I can imagine from. Let's see. And that chick hasn't been on hardly anything. She was on one episode of Third Watch and some other shit. Now, I guess I was expecting this to be a show that was on, but apparently this Hulu thing was just a preview or something. One of the readers told me it's not coming on till like fall.
Wait, what is?
Glee.
Oh, yeah, Glee is not coming out until the fall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which pissed me off after enjoying the preview.
It's December 1st,
Oh,
according
that's
to
a
this.
long way.
That's weird.
Or wait, let's see. I don't know. I don't have all the info here, but it does have that chick from what was that show? Party Down. I saw one episode of
Oh,
Party Down.
yeah, that
That's
is
what I
true.
that's what I
She
meant to bring
left
up.
Party Down to be on Glee, I think.
Yeah, the episode I
Who?
saw, she
Which
was in
girl?
Party Down.
Oh,
The tall blonde
the
chick.
oh.
Uh,
Oh,
from 40
the
Year Old
one from
Virgin.
40 Year Old Virgin, yeah. She's like the
Yeah.
ball buster cheerleader coach or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah,
So
she I saw her in one episode of Party Down where they like are hosting a party for a Russian mob. Or it's like
Oh,
a like
yeah, that
but
was awesome.
they don't know that it's actually a Russian mob. Just that one episode was pretty good. Like, it wasn't super awesome, but it was enough for me to be like, all right, sweet, I'm gonna be watching this.
Yeah, Party Down is weird because it doesn't, it's not laugh out loud funny.
It's like, oh no.
It's
Like,
just like the characters, like in the situation, just like really quietly and slowly builds, and you just sort of enjoy it. But
well,
it's.
it's just, yeah, it's funny because the characters are good because the part that I think you left out the last time we talked about it, or maybe it was Alex, but I didn't realize they're all like unemployed actors that are
Right.
doing this for money. Like they're in this business because they need money so that the people in the show, they recognize them. They're like, hey, you're that dude from that
In the
beer
beer
commercial
commercial.
or
Are we
whatever.
having fun yet? Like that kind
Yeah.
of thing.
But it's funny because it has a lot to do with the characters. So like when the tall blonde chick starts talking about like her sexual experiences, I was like, oh, here we go. Like
Like,
it's
this is
40-year-old
all.
virgin all
Like,
over again.
well, yeah, but like, you know that everything coming out of her mouth is true.
She plays
Like,
that
right.
same character on Glee, basically. She plays
Yeah,
and
and
the
it's.
same chick that she played in the movie about LARPing with Dude, Where's My
Oh,
Car?
role models.
Role Models.
Yeah.
She has that one character where
We
she's
don't
like,
bullshit a bullshitter.
yeah, she's fucking screaming it in Glee. She's screaming at the cheerleaders, and she's like, "You think cheerleading's hard? Try living with hepatitis!" And like, she's the same character. She's like this hard living fucking manly woman. Buh, I don't know.
Bull Dyke.
Yeah, I guess. I don't think she's a lesbian though.
No, she's not. I don't think.
Oh, speaking of Party Down, too, because you guys were talking about how you, you know, endorsed that last time. It's actually on Netflix streaming, the whole thing right now, if anybody has Netflix.
Awesome. Like, people might actually see it.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, what channel is it on?
Stars.
Showtime.
Yes, Stars.
Stars
has a deal with Netflix right now where, like, they're broadcasting most of their original content, which I was unaware they had original content or did anything besides air, like, Hunt for Red October, you know, six times a day or whatever. So, well, that's Encore.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's Encore, though.
Nothing wrong with Red October.
Yeah. Encore. We air Hunt for Red October.
Captain. The Red October. It's all I got.
Wed.
Victor. Right, that's all
I'm a fucking computer and I can't understand you. What are you saying? Victor!
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Anton Yelchin. People apparently liked him a lot in that John Connor movie.
Well, whatever.
He was fine as Kyle Reese. It was weird seeing him, but...
Kyle Weiss! What's your name? Weiss! Wilkton! No, say your actual with words that make sense. Well, we guy, Verminator. That doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry.
Verminator.
I Shut can't. Up. I can't excuse that. There's. You have to be able to say T's. Verminator. Glee Party Down. We talked about all that, and then. Did you see the premiere of Wipeout, or you just want to point out that people are still getting kicked in the balls on TV?
Yeah, I saw it.
They've added more kicking.
Ball kicking?
So watch it.
It's the test of cannon. It seemed more violent.
Yeah, it got more violent, so it's better.
Like, it's weird because all the obstacles had more padding on them than they did last year, but sort of to make up for that, they move, like, faster, so when you do get hit, like... People were doing fucking head over heels, flipping through the air multiple times before they hit the water. Like, it was so hard.
And there was a girl that pretzeled. Like, she actually pretzeled. She, like, she, her back, the back of her head touched the back of her ankles.
Wow.
Did you not see that, Josh?
Yeah, no, I did. No, that they were making fun of her because she was the girl that was like, I always
because
keep
they were making
a
fun of her
because
she's paralyzed
face.
Now. She's paralyzed
right.
forever.
Well, and then because like she lands like on her neck and then her legs flip over and then they do the drawing over the screen and they're like, I guess her frown got flipped upside down or like whatever, like making fun of her.
And she's like, dead and they drew a coffin around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
they X out her eyes with the teleprompter. <They're> like,
yeah. It was way violent, like It's more violent than I've ever seen. Like, it really is ouch
more
my
than,
balls,
more
but
than
like
Ninja Warrior?
To the extreme.
Oh yeah, it was very satisfying. Like,
you can watch all the highlights on I think on ABC.com, like all the good stuff. Like the massive nut crushing.
That's actually the working title of the show.
Yeah,
massive
the
nut crushing.
It just makes me sad that they had to kill American Gladiators like. As I mean, because it's nowhere near as violent as that, but it did have its moments.
Hey, but you're
and
getting a movie.
I miss. Yeah, but I miss Wolf.
I'm sure he's going to end up on Wipeout soon.
Yeah, he'll just be an obstacle.
Wow.
They're like, can I jump on the impossible jumping thing again? Because this looks dangerous.
Yeah.
No, they'll just like put them both in a room and then lock the door and then be like. Go, and there's a little timer on the bottom, and it's
he
like I don't know what to do
for flesh. Can I
right? Keep
well, I love
keep Wolf from raping you. Go.
I love like the one of the new obstacles that they had, like where they're just making shit up. That's just like actually no, you're not. You can't do this, but we're gonna watch you like fail miserably repeatedly. Because I have this new one where it's a slanted wall. It's like 45 degrees, and it has water pouring down it. And you have to, like, climb up it and run down the whole length of the thing.
That's not possible.
Right, and you have to, like, fall down on the opposite end. And, like, they all, six people come to it simultaneously the first time. And it's just, like, the most massive fucking train wreck you've ever seen. And, like, 10 minutes later, one of them miraculously makes it across. And everyone else is just falling in the mud constantly. And
does he just leap it? Just spring over it, like, in
it's...
one...
Well, there's like a rope thing that you can hold on to, but the rope doesn't go all the way across the wall. So you have to like grab
build
the
momentum.
You have to grab the rope, get as high as you can, get as fast as you can, and like fling yourself without any traction. And it's the most retarded thing I've ever seen, and it was wonderful. It was just like they're not even trying.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, the moving, what were those? The little poles that were like bouncing up and down.
The hurdles.
Like, oh, they were like moving hurdles. Like,
oh,
they would move up
those
and down.
Were brilliant. Those were wrecking people left and right.
Yeah, it was funny because that really was, that literally was impossible.
Yeah, well, it was funny, like, because the camera would fly back through the course because they were introducing the, like, season two, here's the new obstacles. And I saw the hurdles, and I was like, that looks totally lame. Like, whatever. Like, that's not going to hurt anybody. But that almost broke that girl's neck doing the pretzel thing. Like, everybody going over those, like, they get their body over a hurdle, and then it shoots up 2 feet straight up in the air, and they just go flying. And then they land, like, on their back on another hurdle, and then, like, crack over it. And then it goes down, and then they get trapped underneath it. And it looks like a torture device.
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous.
It was pretty awesome.
Ridiculous, awesome.
Oh, okay.
It's a nice summer filler for the fact that there are no shows.
I will never watch
it. Oh, I totally forgot. I totally forgot until just now.
I will never watch that.
Shit. I'll tell you about this only because I know the guy, but I have to get the exact title. I know somebody that's going to be on a reality show this season.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What was the name of the fucking show?
Really?
Roll?
Cable or network?
I don't know. I have to look.
Is it The Phone, produced by Justin Timberlake?
What? No.
You heard about that?
No.
Justin Timberlake is executive producing a show where you signed up like 6 months ago, and like what you signed up for was like, we're going to come get you whenever we tell you it's go time. It's go time. You have to go. Whatever we tell you to do, and if you win, you get 50 grand. So, like,
okay.
You wait 6 months, and then, like, somebody brings you a cell phone, and it rings, and you're like, they're like, guess what, bitches? It's go time! And then, like, a car behind you blows up, and then you have
what?
To, like, right then, you have to stop what you're doing and go do crazy stunts for money. And if you don't go, you don't, whatever.
So, did you know what show it is?
I'm trying to get the exact name of it, but I can't fucking find the post about it. It's that, Help, I'm Trapped on a Japanese Game Show.
What?
Like, they're starting the second season of that. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
What?
I'm trapped. Yeah, you know, that does sound familiar,
Help,
but I don't.
I'm Trapped on a Japanese
Game Show. Yeah, it's on ABC.
Yeah, it's on ABC.
It's called I Survived a Japanese Game Show.
Yeah, it came on after Wipeout because...
It's called Please Call My Family, Let Them Know I'm Still Alive, I'm Being Held Captive by a Japanese Game Show.
Yeah, that one. So yeah, no, this guy I know, he's...
He's on that?
Wait, could you hear that?
Yeah, I heard some weird shit in the background.
Oh,
what were you doing?
Sorry, I didn't mean to actually play that. That was an accident.
Okay.
I thought you were playing that, and then I realized it was me. I'm dumb.
But yeah. So he's a contestant on that show?
He's a contestant on the show this season. I Survived a Japanese Game Show.
Yeah, did they actually film that in Japan?
Yeah.
Because it looks like it is.
Yes.
There's a bunch of, people like in the background and stuff.
Yeah,
oh, but...
No, I eagerly... So, basically...
Okay, spoiler
when
alert,
show,
but does he survive?
Whatever. When you watch
they
the
have
show,
to, they have to perform seppuku at the end.
Right. Well,
they fail.
That's no. That's the price you get for winning, is that they allow you to do that.
Oh, you only have to cut off 2 fingers, though.
Right. So when you watch the show this summer, and you have to now, the big fat guy is the guy that I know, Bob.
Oh, okay. The big fat guy on I Survived Being Horribly Mutilated by the Japanese. Is your friend.
Yes.
What's his name?
And then that guy with the guy from VHS shows up at the end and hoses him off with a fire hydrant.
Yeah.
From UHF, right. Not VHS.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
VHS. Whatever. The guy from that movie Betamax with Weird Al. Okay. Oh, before we go, do we want to weigh in on the potential for a Whedon-less Buffy movie at all?
That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Is there anything that you want to share about that?
No, I just did. Like, okay. That's the start and the finish.
I read that it might actually be a trick to goad him into getting Geller to come back for a movie.
Oh.
Which, her career is in the shitter so hard right now, would be shocked if they offered it to her and she didn't take it. Like, her last couple of movies have gone straight to DVD. Like, they were supposed to be released and didn't get released and tanked. And the only movie she's made since she did The Grudge has been weirdo horror movies. Like, that's her only option right now.
That's really too bad for her.
Also, I think she's pregnant.
Hey-o.
So.
Like, Angel finally busted his seed up in that?
Angel, Freddie Prinze, somebody like that, yeah.
Whatever.
Demon Seed, sure, why not? I wonder if somebody else could take the Buffy universe and do something interesting with it, but at the same time, I don't care. Like, yeah. I'd rather they didn't.
Yeah, I don't understand why they would need to. I don't know. They just need to leave that alone. They need to leave that alone, and they need to leave. There was something else that got brought up recently, as far as like being rebooted, and I'm like, no, that just needs to be left alone.
Flight of the Navigator is getting remade.
What? Yeah, like that needs to get done. Needs to just get like not touched.
Complying.
Leave it alone.
Wait,
no reason.
One or the other. Make it up. Make
complying.
Up.
I just said no, nothing.
Whatever.
They should not
speaking words.
They should not touch that.
Can't speak words. Are we done?
I think so.
All right. So this is the end of Hijinks Ensue podcast number 56. Thanks for listening. Who knows if we'll figure out the technology on this and do it a better way, and maybe have the chat room again. It actually seemed like it was less distracting without the chat room, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, but they make good jokes.
I know, so that's it's a hard sell. I'm not sure which way to go on that. We also didn't have a mail sack this time, so I don't know how we feel about that. But
yeah, we'll figure it all out here after a bit.
Do you want to do a post show?
No.
We don't have time.
Oh, you have to go to a movie?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so no post show this time, unfortunately. So thanks for listening. Check out store.hijinksensue.com for shirts and comic prints. Check out vault.hijinksensue.com for behind-the-scenes art, for the post shows, for many of the podcasts, usually about 30 minutes to an hour of extra podcast material, and desktop wallpapers and all kinds of stuff. Lately, I've been posting the comic in a rough draft, just the sketches and the text, before I actually finish it and upload the final thing. So you can see all that good stuff at vault.hijinksensue.com. And we're done.
In 3, 2, 1.
Oh, I'm already recording, cocksucker. You're getting recorded now.